Hi guys. Oh my god. Wow. It's been months. I know it's been like months. And every time I say that I am going to record, I don't. I'm still in school and I'm still working during this time, which I'll get into eventually. But yeah, so it's like 11:35 at night. I'm sitting here trying to read and do a bunch of many other stuff and I can't. Writer's block is a bitch. But I was like, fuck it. Why not, you know, try to record, do my podcast and stuff and see how that goes. So, hey guys. I missed y'all, kinda, I guess, for the most part. I'm still talking to all my friends and stuff. So, yeah, miss you guys still because, you know, during this quarantine time, can't see y'all. But FaceTime and texting still works. So, that's going on. So, tonight's topic is going to be about a bunch of many different things. At the end, also, I'm going to pose a question, mainly for the guys, but girls can answer also, that I want you guys' insight and input on, just to see, like, what you guys think about it. So, I'll pose that question at the end. So, let me give you guys a quick update of what's going on. So, finally finished my first poetry book. So I'm super excited, super proud of myself. It still hasn't kicked in yet that I wrote a book. Believe it or not, sometimes it still hasn't kicked in that I write and that people genuinely love the fuck out of my writing. So I'm super geeked about that, super appreciative. The support is phenomenal and I'm just super blessed and I cannot express that enough. So thank you guys a million. Still in school. Ugh. Had a break here and there, not doing my internship because, you know, quarantine, COVID is happening. I'll get into that shortly, but we're just social distancing, quote unquote, practicing that, doing what we have to do. But yeah, there's that. Still working. I'm an essential worker during these times. You know, people are ordering things more online. So, yeah. Place of business is still open. So, that's good. I'm grateful that I do have a job during this time or whatever. So, I'm super thankful and geeked about that or whatever. So, yeah. Still kind of sort of writing. Jotting things down here and there. Like I said, just tried to write. Didn't happen. Writer's block is a bitch, but whatever. So, there are a couple of things that I'm going to touch on while writing. And first things first is this coronavirus. Oh my freaking gosh. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, we're really quarantined. We're inside. We're home. Like, wow. Like, everything's closed. Like, outside is literally closed, guys. Like, the fact that outside is closed and we're not allowed to do anything, go anywhere, social distancing, just so many things we took for granted that we thought would never happen, and here it is happening. Like, we're legit living a history textbook. Like, it's crazy. But I don't know if I worded that right, but you guys get what I'm saying. But yeah, that's freaking nuts. And so many people are just passing away. It's sad. It's crazy. It's hitting home for, like, everybody, and it's really sad. And even if COVID is not the main factor of why somebody's passing, just the fact that people are just passing during this time in general and you cannot have a funeral for them and properly bury them the way that you want to is genuinely, like, just disheartening. But seriously, rest in peace to everybody that has passed away during this time. My condolences to everybody and their family and friends during this time also. And once outside opens back up, I pray that you guys are able to have, you know, the funerals that you guys wanted for your loved ones and are able to pay the respects in the way that you guys genuinely want to. So that's that. Shout outs to all the essential workers on the front lines. Seriously, like, God bless you guys. May he continue to keep you guys and cover you guys. Like, this is such a scary thing, but seriously, like, y'all are amazing, and I'm super grateful and super thankful for all the essential workers out there on the front line. Seriously, I'm praying that you guys are taking care of yourselves no matter what, and especially your mental health. That is so important. I know that a lot of people are just mentally going through it right now, especially these essential workers. So praying for you guys' mental health also. So that's that. So during this time, I've been praying more and making an attempt at meditating, but just really focusing on my breathing and just trying to pray more and stuff. Just vent. That's a big thing for me. Like, anytime I tell somebody to just, you know, pray, I just more so say in the sense of just vent to God. Like, just talk. How you would talk to your friends, talk to God just the same way. He's listening. He sees it. He hears it. You may not think he does, but he does, and he's watching. Just talk. Talk. You know, even when you're friends are asleep or not asleep or no one's available, he is. Just talk. And that's really what I've been trying to do more. I know every night I say I'm gonna do it and I don't, but I'm really just trying to get back in the groove of just praying and meditating and working on my breathing. The breathing aspect is super important. I feel more at ease when I just sit down on my yoga mat at home and I cross my legs and I'm just really focusing on my breathing. Just as far as like pacing my breathing and just trying to clear my head and just trying to clear my mind and my space. Take this time to like work on yourselves, work on the craft, heal, do something. I know like we're all inside and it's driving us freaking crazy that we're inside at this time and legit like we're like, what the fuck? Like, there's nothing to do. Like, you've done everything you can possibly do. Like, all the facials in the world, took 10 showers for the day, took a walk up the block, you done went to the supermarket 3 times in a day, whatever the case may be. But it's super irritating to just feel like, what the fuck? Like, when is this gonna be over? And, you know, just, I'm grateful that we have the governor that we have, because looking at these other state governors, I don't know. They wildin'. I know they losing out on money, but whoo child. But hopefully we have a summer. I pray that we have a summer. I ain't buying all these clothes and sneakers for no reason. But if I have to, I will get dressed up in the freaking fracking house. Anyways, work on your mental. Your mental health is so important. Go outside for some fresh air. Please social distance while you're out there, because you know people don't understand 6 feet. I prefer 10 to 12, but whatever. But work on your mental health. Just breathe. Take the time out of the day to sign out of them social media accounts, because I know y'all screen times is going up. But seriously, just take the time to put your phone down for like a couple of minutes. Just breathe. Breathe. Take time. Clear your head. Clear your space. All that clutter in your room, your house, your apartment, whatever that y'all been was supposed to get rid of and did not get rid of it now. Now's the time. Seriously, when you cleanse your space though, you really realize that you feel so much better. I painted my room and I cleansed my space kind of. It's so ass backwards because I donate clothes, but in the same breath, I'm also ordering new things because I need new stuff to replace the old ones. Don't judge me. But you feel so much better when you really just breathe. Cleanse your space. Throw things out. Throw things out. Throw that thing out. You do not need it. I cannot express this enough. You don't need it. Throw it out. So just declutter your space and just, you know, just buy things that are useful, will be useful, have meaning, you know, sage your room, sage your house, breathe, open up that window, whatever, go sit in the backyard. Take a walk, doesn't matter. Just breathe. Take a mental day. Take a break from everybody. Niggas will be all right. Trust me, they'll be all right. Just take a break. Seriously, like I know this quarantine and staying at home thing is taking a mental toll on a lot of people, but find what best suits you when it just comes to some me time, whether it's Netflix binging or whatever, drinking tea. It doesn't even have to be nothing too crazy. It could be something very calm, but just take some time out for you and do exactly that. So yeah, just breathe. Wow, so I'm single. Me and my ex broke up a couple of months ago. A couple of things I've learned from that. So that was like 2 years, and I've learned seriously that you gotta trust the process. You know, you gotta learn to know what to hold on to and what to let go of. And I know often a lot of times we love holding on to things, because it's easier to hold on than to let go. Or is it? Is the question. But if you know that you have to let go, like genuinely you have to let go, and you keep holding on, you're only hurting yourself. Like, I know you love this person, and I know you want to be with this person, and I know you want it to work out so bad, and blah, blah, blah. Y'all made a whole future together and a list of things y'all going to do and accomplish together. And that's great. That's wonderful. But don't let that stop you from letting go, especially if you know you need to let go. Like, I think oftentimes people are so afraid of letting go because they don't know what the future holds. Like, I feel people in their mind think this is the best that it's ever going to get, and this person is going to change, and you know what? We can work things out, and I'm just going to give them one more try. And that one more try turns into like 22 more tries. And before you know it, you went from 1 year to 10 years, and now you wasted 10 years of your time. And time is precious. It's valuable. It's money. It's something that you cannot get back. And one thing that always sticks out to me when I'm giving advice to like my friends and stuff is that I had a conversation with one of my close friends a while back, and one thing that always sticks out to me is her saying, we are getting older. Things that would have been cute and fun and blah 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 whatever when we were in our younger 20s, that would have been fine, but now we're closer to 30 more than anything, and it's just like, nah bro, like you cannot be settling and shit. And you know what? Like, I've learned, and I'm big, super big, because I'm super fucking emotional. I'm super big on learning to let go and cry it out if you need to. Like, cry it out, write it out, scream it out, yell it out, stomp it out. I don't give a fuck. But, like, just let it out. But stop also trying to fix things because you feel that, you know what, like, if I fix this, it'll work out one more time. Like, they're finally going to get it together. Like, that 100th time is when they're finally going to get it together. And then it's just like, what if they don't never get it together? Like, people are who they are. Like, we have to literally stop painting different pictures of people because we love them so bad and we want it to work so bad and blase, blase, and we love that. That's fine. You can love somebody from a distance. Love is love. Love will always be there. But I want people to stop feeling like they won't bounce back. And I always tell my friends that you are definitely 110% allowed to be in your feelings. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you are not allowed to be in your feelings. Getting over a heartbreak does not happen over fucking night. Everybody's process is different. And I want you to understand that. Like, don't let nobody rush you into thinking that you're supposed to get over your heartbreak overnight. No, it doesn't work like that. Take as long as you need to heal. But please, I've seen this many times. You know, a girl wrote this, like, don't be out here crying over the same thing over and over and over and over. Like, no. Like, cry, pick yourself up, breathe, and, you know, like, let it out a couple of times. But don't be crying over 100 times. Like, just breathe and let it out. Let it out. Let it the fuck out. So, like, personally for me, so when me and my ex broke up or whatever, I didn't cry. I still haven't cried. I don't think I'm going to cry. And that's simply because I've cried so much during the time that we were together. And it's so weird because I cry so much. So, like, the fact that I didn't cry, I was like, damn, what the fuck? But I felt that part of the reason that I didn't cry also was because I knew that it had to happen. It had to happen. And the fact that it did, you know, like, part of getting over someone also is the missing part of them, and it's fine to miss someone and not want them back. And that's what I'm working on. So, like, also personally, I'm dating someone, so people might be like, damn, she moved on mad quick, whatever the case may be. Fuck y'all, not y'all business. Anyways, So I don't really truly feel like I have to sit around here and sob and cry and completely, quote unquote, get over it to like start dating again. No, it's my life. Like, you know, like I went through my shit for 2 years, you know, and I'm not going to get in depth, but you know what? Like it was, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, it was the worst 2 years of my life. No, I'd be fucking lying. You know, we had our ups and downs like any other relationship or whatever. And we had our good and our bad. Things happen, you know, but I still genuinely love that person. I still care for that person. But you know what? Like I moved on and, I'm dating someone else now and I'm genuinely in a better space now. It's also a thing of, so recently I had posed a question to this person and I was like, you know what, is soulmates a thing? And I truly do believe that soulmates are a thing. Like I genuinely feel like there is that one person out there for you that literally gets it. Like you don't have to explain your entire fucking life all over again. That person just gets it. So, like, I feel like that's what I'm going through now and super geeked about it. I ain't getting into it, but that is what it is. So, that's where I'm at with my dating life or whatever. Friends. Wow. Okay. So, let's get into the friends topic. I love you guys. You know who you are. Beyond words. Super grateful for my support system. I cannot say that enough. As of recently, though, I'm going through a phase of, like, not really questioning where I am with my friends. Because I know, and if I don't know, are we really friends? But more so of the letting go. Just the same with relationships. Letting go and holding on. And just like how people act, how they view me. I'm big on like how people view me. But in the same breath, I really don't give a fuck how niggas view me. Because I mean, you either gonna fuck with it or you not. That's just that. And if you don't, oh fucking well, too bad. Like, I'm me. I'm a dope ass person. And I know that for a fact. But in the same breath, I am big on how people view me and how people see me. And I hate coming off as that, like, negative kind of friend or person. Or I'm just stuck in this phase of just bad vibes, I guess. Nothing good. So, like, the moment that, like, a quote-unquote friend questions that, it really makes me wonder, like, are we really friends? And I take my friendships very fucking seriously. Like, super seriously. So I've been, like, on this journey of, even down to yesterday, I've just been on this journey of really just figuring out myself as a person. I've been self-reflecting a lot. I self-reflect a lot, and I beat myself up a lot about a lot of things, believe it or not. But I self-reflect just so that I can work on things that I deem toxic to other people and how I may come off to other people and things that I need to work on. You know, working on the whole sympathy and empathy thing. I'm a big empath, so some days I have to take a break because I be drained. But just as far as friends, man, like, yo, friendships are just as crazy as relationships, if not crazier. No, relationships might be crazy. I don't know. But I hold my friendships more to a higher standard because, like, those are my friends, yo. Like, those are my bros, my road dogs. So, like, to be in a bad space with a friend that I truly give every fuck about, it makes me wonder and it just makes me think. So, it's just, like, what the fuck? So that's something that I'm also self-reflecting on. It's just, like, my friends and stuff. Like, what's going on. Music. Everybody's been dropping music as of recently. Some heat, some not heat. I wrote down a couple of... I don't even know if I wrote it down. Let me not even lie to y'all. I don't even want to lie to y'all like that. I had a few things written down, about, like, who's dropping and stuff, but First and foremost, I'm super proud of fucking Tory Lanez, yo. Like, that's my fucking guy. Like, that's the bro. Like, I'm super proud of him. He dropped his mixtape album, like, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago? Super dope. Super amazing. Little Baby album was good, too. Can't front. That was amazing. Wow. I'm having, like, a fucking block. Oh, my God. Of, like, who dropped albums recently. But I'll come back with that for another day, I guess. But, yeah. So, I just wanted to put out this podcast really quick. I think I touched everything that I needed to touch. Oh, the question. So, the question is, say, for instance, someone is a virgin and they are a virgin, obviously still in this generation or whatever. Do you think it is hard for them to date in this generation being a virgin, especially with them having this mindset of, and this fantasy of what they feel that, like, their first time should be? So, like, for instance, you know, like, us growing up, we would think probably, I don't know, but for me growing up, I would think that my first was going to be the love of my life and we were going to settle down and, you know, like, it was going to be roses and petals, it was going to be romantic, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. I don't know, everybody's different, but do you think still having that fantasy and that mindset of today is, like, a bad thing or a good thing? And do you think, like, being a virgin still today in this, like, day and age is a bad thing or a good thing? I don't know. Boys and girls, answer me. Let me know. Comment, like, subscribe, like the YouTubers were saying. I'm just kidding. But text me or write me on my Instagram. I don't know. But all opinions are open. Just please, 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 please let me know. And I would love other podcast topics. I'm running out of topics, kind of, sort of. I don't know. I'm going to write them down. Haven't really been writing them down, so let me not say that. But I appreciate it. I just came on here really quick to ramble. I'm about to relax and all that good stuff. So I actually probably want to do a very personal topic. I'm thinking about it. I don't know yet. Something for you guys to, like, really know me, but not to know me. I don't know, but I don't really have any troubles being personal with you guys because what the fuck is there to hide? We're grown. But whatever. Nothing too crazy. But just give me topics and stuff of things I should talk about. My book will be dropping next month. Yay. Whoop, whoop. Finally, so you guys can stop asking. Nah, but finally will be dropping next month, so I'm super excited about that. Still can't believe I got a book, but I'm proud of myself. Super geek. So guys, stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon, hopefully. Pray on it. I don't know, but thanks. Love you guys. Mwah.